Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
Abba, Father, we approach Thee in our Savior's precious name.
Heavenly Father, we thank You for letting us approach Your throne today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, I pray that You will anoint this program today with Your Holy Spirit and draw us into Your presence. Lord, later we'll be sharing some verses from Psalm 119, and we'll be talking about the importance of guarding our hearts against sin. Take great pleasure in our adoration, Father, as we lift up Your name today in praise and adoration. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty.
Holy, 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 holy.
And now let me share with you some verses from the longest psalm in the Bible, Psalm 119. Today we'll share verses 1 through 18 from the New Living Translation. Happy are people of integrity who follow the law of the Lord. Happy are those who obey His decrees and search for Him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in His paths. You have charged us to keep Your commandments carefully. Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect Your principles. Then I will not be disgraced when I compare my life with Your commands. When I learn Your righteous laws, I will thank You by living as I should. I will obey Your principles. Please don't give up on me. How can a young person stay pure? By obeying Your word and following its rules. I have tried my best to find You. Don't let me wander from Your commands. I have hidden Your word in my heart that I might not sin against You. Blessed are You, O Lord. Teach me Your principles. I have recited aloud all the laws You have given us. I have rejoiced in Your decrees as much as in riches. I will study Your commandments and reflect on Your ways. I will delight in Your principles and not forget Your word. Be good to Your servant, that I may live and obey Your word. Open my eyes to see the wonderful truths in Your law.
To in and out of situations that tug of war at me. All day long I struggle for answers that I need, but then I come into his presence and all my questions become clear, and for a sacred moment no doubt can interfere. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles a place for us to rest, a place to find the answers in hours of distress. So there is never any reason to give up in despair. Just look away and breathe his name. He will come and meet you there. In the presence of
when I see the wonders your hands have created, my heart cries, holy are you, Lord. For the marvelous mercy your love has provided, I cry, holy holy are you, Lord.
Make me a vessel, a sanctuary for your presence, Lord, and make me a temple of your worship for your glory, Lord. Holy, you are holy. Holy are you, Lord. Holy, you are holy. Holy are you, Lord.
When I sense your presence, your awesome power, my heart cries, holy are you, Lord.
Then I kneel before you in reverent worship. I cry, holy, holy are you,
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from the Maranatha Promise Band, soloist Frank Giraldo, and Holy Are You, Lord, and Holy, Holy, Holy. Right now in the background, it's Jonathan Birchfield at his guitar. Thank you so much for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Coming up later in our broadcast today, our devotional will be on the wellspring of life. The heart is the command and control system for our lives. As God's wisdom is received and cultivated through the inner working of the Holy Spirit, our lives reflect the presence and influence of Jesus Christ. The more we study, meditate on, and practice the precepts of God, the safer our inner sanctuary of our heart will be. We can also protect the wellspring of our soul by the consistent exercise of prayer. Prayer is a conscious fellowship with and dependency on Jesus Christ our Lord. Healthy, periodic self-examination is also a safeguard. Directed by the Holy Spirit, we ask God to search us and sift out any willful sin or camouflaged area of disobedience. The issues of life, the essential matters, flow from the heart, determining the direction and impacts of our lives. Guard your heart earnestly, and the wellspring of the Holy Spirit will overflow into all that you do, say, and think. We'll be sharing this devotional by Dr. Charles Stanley called The Wellspring of Life. I want to thank you for your letters and your financial help of this radio ministry. Your tax-deductible gifts keep us on the air, and I just want to say thank you. And I want to say thank you to those broadcasters around the country who air this program each week. And if you can contact your local station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship, it would be a great help to me. And if they're a listener-supported Christian radio ministry, a letter from you with your faith commitment would be most helpful. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And reminding you that you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And on that website, you can find a complete list of the programs I aired on today's broadcast. That playlist is available on our website. And you can find out where this program is aired all across the country each week by checking out stations in your area on our station listing. And if your station does not carry Call to Worship, you can hear the program right here on our internet site at www.calltoworship.us. Check us out, would you? I'd appreciate it. And don't forget that mailing address. It's Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Now let's get back to this medley with Jonathan Birchfield at his guitar and the song entitled, It Is Well With My Soul.
What appears to be a harmless glance can turn to romance, and homes are divided. Feelings that should never have been awaken within, tearing the heart in two. Listen, I beg of you, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Don't trade it for treasure. Don't give it away. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. As a payment for pleasure, it's a high price to pay. For a soul that remains sincere, with a conscience clear, guard your heart. The human heart is easily swayed and often betrayed at the hand of emotion. We dare not leave the outcome to chance. We must choose in advance, or live with the agony, such needless tragedy. Guard your heart, guard your heart. Don't trade it for treasure, don't give it away. Guard your heart, guard your heart. As a payment for pleasure, it's a high price to pay. Guard your heart, guard your heart. Don't trade it for treasure, don't give it away. Guard your heart, guard your heart. As a payment for pleasure, it's a high price to pay. For a soul that remains sincere, with a conscience clear, guard your heart. For a soul that remains sincere, with a conscience clear, guard your heart.
And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Wisdom, Meditations on the Book of Proverbs, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." Today I want to talk a little bit about how we can guard our heart. During one of the past wars, a small village heard about an enemy's plan to poison their water supply. Although several small streams flowed through the village, the leaders stationed their security force at one location, the lone pool from where all the springs flowed. Their tactic worked perfectly. The security force seized the saboteurs at dusk, just as they approached the pool. You know, Satan has a similar strategy. He launches his most damaging assaults on the one area that influences our behavior, the heart. Now, I'm not talking about that pump that's in the middle of our chest. I've had a heart attack. I've got some stents in there to keep the blood flowing. No, the heart I'm talking about is represented in the Bible by the center of our personality, our soul, our mind, our will, our emotion. This heart is the command and control center for our lives. As God's wisdom is received and cultivated through the inner workings of the Holy Spirit, our lives reflect the presence and influence of Jesus Christ. But to the extent that we neglect or ignore that wellspring of the heart, our actions can be polluted by our adversary, the devil, damaging our relationships, destroying our joy, diluting our testimony. We guard our hearts from sin's bitter defilement by treasuring God's Word in our hearts. Remember what it said back in Psalm 119, verse 11 that we shared earlier? I have hidden your Word in my heart that I might not sin against you. The more we study, meditate on, and practice the precepts of God, the safer the inner sanctuary of our heart will be. God's Word cleans us, corrects us, exhorts us, encourages us, straining out impure motivations and planting the seed of the Scriptures in our innermost being. We can also protect the wellspring of our soul by the constant exercise of prayer. Last week we talked a little bit about how prayer works and how important it is in our lives. Jesus instructed his disciples to watch and pray so that they would not fall into temptation. Prayer is the conscious fellowship with and dependence on Jesus Christ. When we pray with zeal and humility, recognizing our frailty and God's power, we are alerted to the devil's deception and will turn quickly to the Father for his unfailing help. Healthy, periodic self-examination is also a safeguard. Directed by the Holy Spirit, we ask God to search us and sift out any willful sin or camouflaged area of disobedience. Paul reminded Timothy in that first letter to him, chapter 4, verse 16, that he needed to watch his life and his doctrine closely. And that's good advice for us as well. As the Spirit of God convicts us of sin or reveals an area of subtle rebellion, we repent and receive a fresh anointing and protection from God. The issues of life, the essential matters, flow from the heart, determining the direction and impact of our lives. Guard your heart earnestly, and the wellspring of the Holy Spirit will overflow in all you do, say, or think. Guard your heart, and you will guard your life. Heavenly Father, I want you to establish your truth in my innermost being. I'm sometimes so easily distracted and disturbed by outward circumstances that I neglect to cultivate a genuine devotion to you. Work through your Holy Spirit to remove any false ways and teach me to guard my heart through your indwelling presence. Control my thoughts and motivations, and bring me into conformity with your will. And above all else, Lord, create in me a pure heart, for it is the wellspring of my life.
Create in me a pure heart.
Create in me a pure heart and make me more like you, and I may serve.
May that be our prayer today, that our Lord might create in us a pure heart, and that we might guard that heart so that we might live lives of pleasing to God, our Savior and our Redeemer. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. And now let's wind up our program today with Selah and their song entitled Wonderful, Merciful Savior. Have a great week. See you next week here on A Call to Worship and Praise.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, Counselor.